This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For the next hour or so, we're going to share some vital health information with you. We've got lots of news stories to share and interpret, as we do each weekend here on Intelligent Medicine. And we invite you to participate. You can come directly into the doctor's office. You don't need an appointment. You can call us immediately at 877-726-8255. Conveniently, that's 877-726-TALK. So start dialing. We'd love to hear from you. And we got a lot going this hour. We're going to take a special aim at a remarkable study that validates natural therapy for hypertension later this hour. We're going to look at the effects of probiotics on the brain. But before we do that, before we take your phone calls, here's what I think is actually one of the most significant stories of the week. But you probably, well, you most certainly have not heard this story because, for one reason or another, the word hasn't gotten out on this scientific research that has tremendous import for every man in America who's taking a statin drug. Now, they tend to downplay and minimize the side effects of statin drugs. And no, I'm not one of these integrative doctors who says there's no place ever for using statin drugs. But I think that they are vastly overprescribed because a lot of men, cholesterol's a little high, and you're told you need to be on a statin drug. In fact, in spite of the fact that I have zero plaque on an EBT heart scan, that I performed. I did it with a little bit of trepidation a couple of months ago because I said, do I want to know? Well, finally, I said, look, check it out. I mean, yeah, you feel good, but maybe you've got some hidden plaque. So I did it, and to my relief, I found I had zero plaque. But previously, I had entered my statistics into an algorithm. It's a plug-in that you can get on the internet. And it's sponsored by the American Heart Association and various patient advocacy groups, so-called, that are probably underwritten by the very self-same drug manufacturers that make statins, that evaluates whether you're a candidate to be on a cholesterol-lowering medication. And I put in my data. My height and weight are good because I'm thin. My body mass index is good. I guess I had to admit that I was a male, 64 years of age. That probably scored me a lot of points. And my cholesterol, though I don't check it a lot, usually it's slightly north of 200, but with an HDL of 65, 70, as high as 75 at times. So I thought those are pretty good stats. I'm not hypertensive. I'm not diabetic. I put those statistics into the algorithm, and it spit out some boilerplate saying that I need to be on a statin. And I said, that's crazy, because if that's what they're saying, it is highly not individualized to a person's unique circumstances. And I guess they feel that every guy who's over the age of, say, 50 or so, yeah, probably might as well be on a statin because they're so great. But coming back to the story that I'm going to share with you, it's entitled The Effects of Statin Treatment on Adrenal and Sexual Function and nitric oxide levels in hypercholesterolemic male patients treated with a statin. Shall I translate that to English? What they're looking at is they're looking at the potential for sexual side effects in men taking statin drugs. So they recruited a bunch of guys with high cholesterol. Now, their cholesterol wasn't that rip-roaring high. They had LDL levels greater than 160, and usually that's a call to action to put a person on a statin drug, right? And they compared them to 11 healthy male individuals as controls. And they looked at a whole variety of things in terms of hormone levels. And they also looked at erectile function. That was assessed both objectively and subjectively. I guess subjectively means, hey guy, how you doing? Things okay down there? Is it all working out for you? And objectively, well, believe it or not, they actually have something called a penile somatosensory evoked potential. Okay? It's some kind of, I don't even know exactly what that device looks like, but they literally wire you up and they measure the nerve response to your nether parts. All right? And so here's what they found. By the way, they divided the men into treatment groups where either their LDL remained at 160 or was lowered to 100 to 130, or the LDL was brought down to less than 100, which actually, by the way, aggressive statin therapy is the standard of care these days for men who have any intimation of heart disease. They want to play cholesterol limbo with you. They want to see how low can you go with LDL, frequently targeting LDL to go below 70. So here's what they found. They looked at adrenal function. They said, nah, no problem. Adrenal function was okay. Cortisol and DHEA were normal. But there was a statistically significant reduction in testosterone when men took statin drugs. And the more their cholesterol was lowered, the more their testosterone was lowered. Okay? What they also found is that according to subjective reports and also according to objective data, which they collected in the lab and this apparatus that they had men put on to assess their erectile dysfunction, they found that there was a, quote, negative impact on the integrity of the somatosensory pathway. Yeah, the nerves that govern erection. And therefore, they conclude that reducing LDL cholesterol with a statin was associated with both decreased testosterone levels and an increased risk of erectile dysfunction. Now, I looked at the amount of statin drug that these men received, and it really was quite moderate. 5 milligrams of Lipitor or 10 milligrams of Lipitor. There are many men out there who are getting 20, 40, in some cases 80. And so what does that tell us? Is that among the tens of millions of men who take statin drugs, we're going to see a decline in their sexual functioning. And do they ever mention that to you when they prescribe a statin drug? They do talk about aches and pains and rare liver problems that can occur with statin drugs. Sometimes you get achy legs. You may experience some weakness. But do they talk about sexual functioning? This is a highly consequential study. It wasn't done on lab rats. It was done on actual humans. And it should give us pause when we encourage widespread, over-the-top usage of statin drugs when cardiovascular disease is a lifestyle disease, best treated with diet, exercise. There are natural supplements that lower cholesterol without these side effects, like bergamot. You can use aged garlic extract. You can use fish oil. There are many natural ways to help reduce cardiovascular risk, and yet we so heavily depend on a pharmaceutical quick fix for cholesterol problems. All right. 877-726-8255 is our number. And before we go to break, you know, if you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. Later in the program, we'll talk about a supplement that has been demonstrated to lower blood pressure in a recent study, but this is different. It's the Zona Plus. And it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's a device. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology, and at least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com, and you can enter the coupon code Hoffman for a $50 discount and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or go to the website, tryzona.com. We'll be right back. More of your phone calls, 877-726-8255 for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And you can call us 877-726-8255. But absent that, got another way that listeners can get through to us, and that is by going to our website at drhoffman.com. And on the right side, on your PC or Mac, you'll find a rectangular box that you can click on. When you click on it, it'll prompt you to record a question, as we're about to hear from Karen. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. Calling from London, England. My husband just had an adrenalectomy, his right adrenal gland removed, after a diagnosis of Kahn syndrome. He had high blood pressure for 13 or 14 years, and now it seems much more controlled as his medication is way down. He's on amlodipine now. He went on the supplements that you suggest, including bromelain, and now I'm just wondering if there's anything specific to Kahn syndrome that he needs to be aware of or watch out for with supplementation. He read something about to be careful about taking vitamin D3, so I thought I would ask the experts. Thank you very much.
Wow. Okay. I'm impressed. We got listeners all over the world thanks to the miracle of the internet, and people can listen to us via the internet. They can download our podcasts anywhere across the globe. And no, I don't think we have an affiliate in London, England. Maybe in London, Ontario, but not in London, England. So, okay, interesting question. This is a rare syndrome, Kahn syndrome. It is primary aldosteronism. Okay, now there, more commonly, we see something called secondary aldosteronism. And the practical implication of that is that people consume too much licorice, get sodium retention, lose potassium, and retain fluids, and as a result, their blood pressure goes through the roof with too much licorice. But the identical thing happens when you develop, it's a benign tumor, it's not a cancerous tumor, but it's a tumor nonetheless that causes excess production of aldosterone. And the way to treat that is by removing the implicated adrenal gland. You know, you have two of them. One sits on top of each kidney, and you can live with one adrenal gland. You also need to take various types of blood pressure medication that block aldosterone. And so those, you know, that's, I don't want to get too technical about that, but that's the basis for a whole category of blood pressure medications that should bring your husband's blood pressure under control. Is there a nutritional implication of this? Is vitamin D problematic? I don't think so. I don't think vitamin D is problematic at all here. What I would say is that, okay, you got one adrenal gland, and usually that's, means you still have about 80% of your adrenal capability. It's not, you know, just half. There's an adrenal gland on the other side that's perfectly normal that'll step up to continue production of your adrenal hormones. But what I would do in a patient like this is I would check their cortisol production. I would check, their DHEA. I would see if there's adequate amounts of that, and a patient like this might have low adrenal function, and support the adrenal function with supplemental DHEA, or support adrenal function with some additional vitamin C and pantothenic acid, and maybe some form of adaptogen. You know, certainly not licorice, because we already know that, you know, licorice helps to support the adrenals, but that's the problem. You know, we don't want to cause the blood pressure to go up, and that was the initial problem, was with excess aldosterone to begin with. So, I don't think there's any particular thing to avoid here. You may have to be cautious about sodium intake because it's a salt sensitive condition. If you're going to listen, I don't know if you're listening live, you can listen live via the internet or you can listen to the podcast. We just talked about the Zona Plus as a way of lowering blood pressure. That may be effective here. And we're about to talk in a few minutes to someone about a very, very exciting scientific study that shows that an easily available nutritional supplement can help with high blood pressure. So listen up in just a few minutes. Thanks very much for leaving us a recorded call, Karen, and all the best to you in London town. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. You can call us 877-726-8255. But first, this announcement. We have a special going on at the Hoffman Center Dispensary for one of our flagship products, Foundation Formula. Now, unfortunately, we're going to have to discontinue Foundation Formula because, well, I got kind of carried away with all the premium ingredients that we put into that super multi that a lot of people really enjoy taking. And regrettably, it just, the cost of production have really exceeded our ability to provide that in the future. But the good news is that we've got 17 cases of Foundation formula that we are offering to the public at great rates. And if you want to get in on the action, by the way, since announcing this, we had like 23 cases the other day, and it was six cases disappeared really quickly, because people said, I want to stock up on Foundation formula. And it's a great multi. It's got all the right nutrients in the right forms, the most advanced forms of vitamin E and magnesium and chelated minerals, methylated B vitamins. It's a great formula, but this costs us too much to make. So if you want to get in on this liquidation sale, you can email us to radioprogram@AOL.com. Tell us that you're interested in buying Foundation formula. And please do not send us your credit card information. Just, if you want, you can give us a phone number, but if we've got your email, we can contact you, and we can get you some of that stash. And there is a limit, you know, of one case per customer. That's a dozen Foundation formulas. And they're not going to expire, because you'll get a year's supply. The expiration date is well into 2018. So if you want to stock up, that'll be a year's supply if you get a case, or, you know, you can get a bottle or two. Email us to radioprogram@AOL.com. All right, this item, and it has to do with the power of probiotics to affect the brain. The latest trend in scientific research is the linkage between the gut and the brain. In fact, there's a new medical journal that is headed by Dr. David Perlmutter, the author of Grain Brain, and a neurologist who has been one of the pioneers recognizing the impact of the microbiome, the bacteria that inhabit our gastrointestinal tracts, and Alzheimer's disease. Now the microbiome has been linked to Parkinson's disease, and it is linked to many behavioral and psychiatric and neurological issues. So they did a study. They gave mice pre- and probiotics. Among the prebiotics were FOS, fructose oligosaccharides. It's something you can purchase. It's made from inulin, which is derived from Jerusalem artichokes, and it's a great prebiotic. And they gave them probiotics. And what they found was there was an impact on animal models of anxiety and depression. This is huge, because think of how we now treat anxiety and depression with powerful drugs that sometimes miss the mark and often leave patients with bad side effects. So natural approaches to addressing anxiety and depression, what a breakthrough if we can make this happen in humans. And I see it all the time. Diet change, pre- and probiotics, other supplements can make a huge difference in mood. So not only, you know, they observe the animals, they, you know, I don't know what the criterion for measuring anxiety and depression is in a mouse, right? But that's what psychologists do. They study rodents as a model for human behavior. But they also found changes in their brain levels of BDNF, that's brain-derived neurotrophic factor. That's like Miracle-Gro for your neurons. Neurons are your brain cells that are responsible for memory, and it's not true that we lose brain cells irretrievably as we age. We're constantly regenerating brain cells through BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. But the prebiotics helped the hippocampus generate BDNF. The hippocampus is the site of memory. And also, GABA was enhanced. Now, GABA is a relaxing neurotransmitter, and we want to enhance GABA in people who are subject to anxiety. So, a remarkable effect on stress, also a reduction in the stress hormone, cortisol. So the combination of prebiotics reduced anxiety and depression-like behaviors in response to whatever experimental setup they had to provoke stress in these animals. Very, very fascinating study and tremendous implications for humans. All right, speaking of tremendous implications for humans, we're going to share with you some of the latest research on a supplement commonly available in relationship to the problem of high blood pressure, a problem that afflicts tens of millions of Americans and virtually the majority of Americans over the age of 50. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Now for something completely different and relevant to you. Today we're going to talk to Jim LaValle. He's a nationally recognized educator, clinician, author, and industry consultant of the field of integrative healthcare. He's the founder and chairman of Metabolic Code Enterprises and Progressive Medical California Clinic. His recent book, I interviewed him about this, Your Blood Never Lies, is available on Amazon. You can check him out at jimlaval.com or metaboliccode.com. Jim joins us today to discuss the health benefits of aged garlic extract for hypertension and overall heart health. Hey, Jim, welcome. What do you got for us?
How are you doing?
Excellent.
It's always great to be on your show.
It's my pleasure.
Thanks for a good Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. And it's always great talking to you, and you always have cutting edge information to share with my audience. So what do you got?
Well, you know, it's interesting. A lot of the research I've been doing with aged garlic, you know, we talk about it, and I know we've been on the show before, we've always talked about these areas where, you know, it reduces oxidized LDL and improves your lipid profile and, you know, raises the adiponectin levels so your insulin receptors work better. But, you know, with blood pressure, what ends up affecting blood pressure for a lot of people is their sympathetic nervous system starts to take over, meaning their fight or flight response starts to take over, and they lose what's called vagal tone. So, and vagal tone basically makes your blood...
You know, I haven't the vaguest idea of what you're talking about. Vagal tone. Okay, explain it.
the vagus nerve. So vagal tone is basically you have this nerve that's sending a signal out to tell all your blood vessels to relax when it's appropriate to relax, to constrict when it's appropriate to constrict. And a lot of people have heard about these terms like heart rate variability. Hey, is my brain telling my heart to sync with what my demands are for my cardiovascular network? One of the interesting things that we're finding out about aged garlic extract, and it was actually buried in some of the earlier studies, is that it actually has an effect on that output of adrenaline. And so you're actually starting to rewrite the code for that excessive stress response that you've acquired.
Wait, Jim, I thought I knew everything under the sun about aged garlic extract. This is entirely new information that you're imparting here, and so thanks for sharing that. I mean, that's a whole new pathway by which it can confer benefits.
Exactly. So that was the thing. When you said, hey, what do you got? For me, I've been incredibly interested about how we can help people learn to balance their sympathetic nervous system and their parasympathetic nervous system. And for the most part, people get stuck in sympathetic dominance or too much fight or flight, too much adrenaline. And when that happens, it starts to create a whole bunch of downstream effects, right? So your body tends towards more inflammation. Your body, you tend to release more histamine in your intestine, which creates more leaky gut, which now triggers things like food intolerance and allergies and immune behaviors. Yeah. So when we start to really start to peel back the layers of understanding, stress response has this dramatic impact, and that a lot of times if we can't correct what's going on with that fight or flight response and getting those blood vessels to relax and no longer firing this excessive amount of information about, you know, the five-alarm fire coming out of the central nervous system, if we can't dampen that, you know, it's kind of a, you know, it's interesting. And when I started looking at this, when they looked at this study on people with diabetes, and then they did this study on people without diabetes, but basically what they looked at is we give people, you know, statins, we give people blood sugar medications, and we give people ACE inhibitors to apparently help protect their kidneys. But you know what the bottom line is? Even though their numbers get better, their renovascular and endothelial function continues to worsen because none of those drugs actually affect the nervous system.
Yeah.
And so why do people end up on beta blockers? We know this, right, Dr. Hoffman? People that take beta blockers do live longer.
But do they live better? You know, is there a quality of life trade-off when you take a powerful drug that in a drastic way blocks your sympathetic nervous system?
See, I'm with you. I don't think it should be a drug. I think we should be teaching people how to take things like aged garlic and theanine and get them to deep breathe, right? Get them on a little, you know, heart math or some kind of,
yoga,
training
something
device.
Like that.
Yoga, Tai Chi. Get out there and get them learning that, you know what, regulating your nervous system and really working with your breath and taking the right nutrients like aged garlic, chiolic, like other agents that help, control phosphatidylcholine, for example. I give a lot of people phospholipids to feed their parasympathetic nervous system because nobody eats egg yolks, nobody eats organ meat anymore, right? It's all evil. So,
not if I can help it, because we want to bring those back. But,
exactly.
So this sounds, okay, it all sounds plausible, but this, it's a little hypothetical, a little abstract, talking about the physiological mechanisms. Where's the beef? Where's the evidence that this actually tangibly lowers blood pressure? And I think that's the exciting part of the story.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you have three studies now done out of University of Adelaide, as well as being tracked at UCLA School of Medicine with Dr. Budoff. But Dr. Reed at University of Adelaide's medical school in Australia had people that even were on medications. They had what was known as resistant hypertension. They're on meds. The blood pressure is still not coming down. They give them, and it makes sense because many of those aren't working on that area of the nervous system. They give them aged garlic extract. And the thing we know about aged garlic extract, at least in this study, was in the responders, which was about 8 out of 10 people, which is pretty darn strong, right? If you could have a drug that worked 8 out of 10 times, it would be a blockbuster.
Forget about it.
Right?
Multi-billion dollar seller.
Right. Right, exactly. But in about 80% of the people, they had an 11-point drop in their systolic blood pressure, 6-point drop in their diastolic blood pressure.
Wait, so repeat and that. 11 points on the first number.
11 point on systolic.
And the second number.
6 points.
That's huge. Yeah.
Well, it's better than how drugs perform. And remember, in one of the studies, it was even with people who are on meds and were failing already. Mm-hmm. So this is really important.
It could be an add-on. In other words, it's not like an either-or proposition. You have to stop your meds to take this. It could just add it on, and you'll get some additional benefit. Yeah.
And the other piece is that they showed that it reconditioned the blood vessel, that the endothelium became healthier because it became more flexible and pliable again. So not only did it lower blood pressure, it restored that vagal tonicity, the ability of the blood vessel to respond after it gets clamped, for it to fully expand out again. That's incredible that you actually have something in the natural product category that really has that kind of dramatic effect on reconditioning the inner lining of your arteries and affecting the nervous system's impact on your arteries. That's huge. I mean, it's such, I think, an important piece, because remember, 1 in 3 Americans are hypertensive. 1 in 2 Americans over the age of 55 are hypertensive. And a lot of people don't take their medicines because they don't feel good on them. They're flat out. I mean, and you know this, Doc. I mean, you've seen it. Yeah, you know, people get on a blood pressure medication. They don't like the way they feel on it. They just don't tell their doctor and don't take it, which is also not a good decision, because you got to work actively to get that blood pressure down, because it's the silent killer. There's no doubt about it.
Well, you know, I have to say that Kyolic aged garlic extract is one of the most utilized supplements in my dispensary, because it's been shown to slow the progression of calcific plaque, coronary calcium scores, according to study that, you know, we've discussed here. Do not progress as fast when patients take Kyolic aged garlic extract. Even if they're already taking a statin, you get an add-on effect, as with blood pressure medications. But with blood pressure, of course, there's a blood pressure effect. So what is the recommendation, though? Is there a specific product in the product lineup of Kyolic that addresses blood pressure more so than the cardiovascular formula? The cardiovascular formula I use for people who have cardiovascular risk, but is for high blood pressure, do they have a special formula?
Yeah, they have. I think it's formula 109, actually, that is a blood pressure formula. I like the cardiovascular formula myself. Once people are on medication, you know, if you're out there, and here's the thing, what Dr. Hoffman just mentioned about the slowing of coronary artery calcification, it isn't just by a little bit. It slows it down by 76%, and that was shown in multiple studies. So this has a significant impact on slowing heart plaque. But then the last study showed that it actually regressed vulnerable plaque, which is the plaque that's, you know, basically
it can break off.
Yeah, it breaks off, and you can throw a stroke, you can have an embolism, you can have all kinds of problems with that. So the issue there is it's, you know, those are some big, big positives for it. The dosing I tell people is, look, you know, in addition to lifestyle changes, like if you're under a lot of stress, you can't just tell people don't be stressed. You're going to have to find some tools to help you get through that stress. So whether you need to go to counseling or you want to do some deep breathing or go take a yoga class, do something that's going to help you unload that stress. Yeah, do it all. Do whatever you got to do. And then you got to think about aged garlic extract is a really top thing for your blood pressure. And the dose I'd like to tell people to get to is in the Adelaide studies, in the Australian medical school studies, 1,200 to 2,400 milligrams. So you could start at 1,200 milligrams of aged garlic extract.
Which is two of the
one that you use.
I take two for maintenance, but I don't have heart disease, so I just take it for maintenance. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I think it's a good dose for that. And then you could always go up to, you know, 2,400 milligrams a day.
That's what I do with my patients who have demonstrable plaque or have hypertension. I tell them to take 4 of the cardiovascular formula, or I guess they can now take the formula 109 for blood pressure, which has some additional ingredients.
Exactly. And then the other thing I always tell them is, you know, think about taking some magnesium with your Kyolic aged garlic extract, because, you know, just people don't get enough magnesium. And if you don't have magnesium, you know, you can't relax your blood vessels completely. So what I have found to be incredibly effective, if you're out there listening, you're concerned about blood pressure and what the heck, you know, 1 in 3 people that are listening probably have blood pressure issues, don't know it. Magnesium, Aged garlic, man.
I gotta get this in. Kiolic products are available at your local health food store, or you can call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample of Kiolic. That's 800-421-2998. Ask for the blood pressure formula. Hey, Jim, time is too short, but our biological clock is ticking here on Intelligent Medicine. So thanks once again. We'll talk further at some future date. Appreciate the input. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.